ABC News.
Como News Time 8:04 and traffic every 10 minutes on the fours from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Here's Tama Fulton.
In Bellevue Way area, 118th Avenue Southeast is closed in both directions between I-90 and Southeast 8th Street due to down power lines. Also, Bellevue Way has been reduced to just one lane in each direction at 112th Avenue Southeast due to down power lines in the roadway. In the Kent area, watch for a crash that's blocking the HOV lane on southbound 5 just before Highway 516. And still watching in Tacoma as a crash is blocking the right lane of the northbound 5 exit to southbound Highway 705. That same crash is also partially blocking the southbound Highway 7 ramp to northbound Highway 705. I'm Tama Fulton, Como Traffic.
Well, tonight, breezy, rain likely. Chance of rain after midnight, lows mid-40s. Tomorrow, rain, highs in the 50s. Rain at times in the morning on Wednesday. Rain likely in the afternoon, highs in the 50s. Right now in Seattle, it's 50 degrees.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The news you need now on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Como News time is 8:05. Art Sanders and your top local stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. Thousands remain without power right now, mainly in the Seattle area, following the area's strong Pacific storm that downed trees and power lines. Puget Sound Energy currently has 13,000 customers without power. Seattle City Lights about 1,600 without electricity, and Snohomish PUD has a little over 1,000 without power. Well, the powerful winds that hit the area claimed lives and did a lot of damage to our energy systems. Como's Ryan Harris has more on the work to keep the lights and heat turned on.
When you combine wet ground and winds gusting near 70 miles per hour at the coast and more than 50 inland, debris gets tossed all over the place, and that includes falling trees and branches. At its peak, more than 150,000 homes and businesses were left in the dark, but that number has gone way down, thanks in part to the hard work of power crews now on 24-hour rotating shifts. Puget Sound Energy's Melanie Kuhn tells me even though they're working to get power restored as soon as possible, their number one priority is making sure their crews are safe.
Just make sure that everyone's taking good care of themselves, self-care. They're really paying attention to safety. They're having safety meetings and just really having their eye on their own safety versus just trying to get everyone's power back on.
So if you see power crews or the tree crews helping with cleanup so the repair work can proceed, give them plenty of room. And remember, even as the storm moves from wind to rain, you'll still need to watch out for trees and branches that could come down. In Snohomish County, Ryan Harris, Como News.
The vast majority of state employees have complied with Governor Jay Inslee's vaccination mandate, according to a report from the Office of Financial Management. The agency said more than 94% of state employees were fully vaccinated by October 18th. Well, disturbing allegations against an Everett bar owner. Como 4's Jonathan Cho reports he's now facing multiple sexual assault charges, and authorities say more victims may be out there.
The Anchor Pub's closed right now, but neighbors and the rest of the business community here on Hewitt Avenue still processing these allegations. After a lengthy investigation, Anchor Pub owner Christian Serre was arrested on Friday. The 35-year-old made bond and is now waiting for his arraignment. He's facing second-degree rape and indecent liberties charges for several alleged incidents dating back to 2017. Serre's accused of spiking a drink with a date rape drug and sexually assaulting several women inside his bar, including one instance where another man allegedly took part. Police also say in another incident, he inappropriately touched a woman inside his home.
Victims had gone into the location. They hadn't had much to drink, but they don't remember the events of the night. However, when they came to, or whatever you'd like to call that, they felt like they had been sexually assaulted. Yeah, these are very difficult cases, both for the victims and for detectives, trying to actually figure out what happened. So we do need to be careful. We need to make sure that what we're working with isn't rumor and circumspect, but it is actual evidence and cases and reports.
He's never been a bad guy to me, or I've seen nothing of that sort come out of him. So it's a real big shock. I mean, he's really quiet.
Do you believe the allegations?
I believe none of what I hear, half of what I see, so it's really, I guess it'll come down in court.
Detectives say they are still looking into several other complaints against Sarah and believe he was targeting women as well as men. Authorities are urging other potential victims to step forward. We were unable to reach Sarah for comment.
Well, the price of gas is on the rise, up 13 cents in the past 2 weeks. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded is now $3.38. That's $1.20 more than this time a year ago. Analysts point to a higher crude cost for the increase. In our state, the average price is $3.88 a gallon. Como News Time, 8:10. And from the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk right now, Monday Night Football, Seahawks and New Orleans Saints tied at 10 apiece in the fourth quarter. Now more sports with Como's Taylor Van Sice.
World Series Baseball begins tomorrow night at the home of the 2017 champions, the Houston Astros. Houston, amid cheating scandals, has spent a lot of time in the postseason over the last several years. They were last in the series in 2019, but for the Atlanta Braves, National League opponent, it's been since 1999 that their fan base has been waiting to see them back in the World Series. All those years ago, it didn't end too well. Even though they had a stacked roster of future Hall of Famers, they were swept in four games by the Yankees. The Seattle Kraken stay home for tomorrow's matchup against the Montreal Canadiens. Both the Canadiens and Kraken played on Saturday, trying to gain some momentum for both clubs. The Canadiens coming off their first win of the season. The Kraken still looking for their first home win at the new Climate Pledge Arena. Also tomorrow evening, the Seattle Sounders in L.A. to play LAFC. The college football weekend ends mixed for fans here in Washington. The Cougars looked promising in their first game since the firing of their head coach, but they end up losing to the BYU Cougars 21-19. The Huskies staged a late game comeback to beat the Arizona Wildcats 21-16, handing the Wildcats their 19th straight loss. They haven't won a game since 2019. Sports at 10 and 40 past the hour. Taylor Van Sice, Como News.